Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know we love to take on big topics here, and today's no exception.
That's right.
We are talking all things traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
The bane of our existence, am I right?
Absolutely. I think everybody hates traffic.
But what if, and just hear me out here, what if there was a way to outsmart gridlock?
Okay, I'm listening.
That's what we're diving into today.
Sounds like fun.
We've got some excerpts from this article, Outsmarting Gridlock: How Edge Computing is Revolutionizing Traffic Management.
Edge computing, huh? That's a pretty buzzy term these days.
It is. And honestly, it can be a little confusing to wrap your head around.
Yeah, I see.
So before we get too deep into how it's changing traffic, let's just break down what edge computing is. Make sure we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people hear edge computing and they kind of glaze over.
Right.
So in very simple terms, it's about processing data closer to where it's being generated.
Okay. So instead of sending all that information to some massive data center miles away?
Exactly, which can take time and be inefficient. With edge computing, you're bringing the processing power to the edge of the network.
The edge.
Right. Right to where the action is. So in this case, think like right at the intersection along the highway, almost like each intersection has its own mini brain.
Oh, I like that. So instead of one giant brain trying to manage everything, you've got all these smaller localized brains making decisions in real time.
Exactly. And that speed is key when you're dealing with something as dynamic as traffic.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, we've got these little mini brains at each intersection. What kind of information are they using to make decisions?
Oh, all sorts of things. We're talking traffic cameras, obviously, sensors embedded in the roads.
I was going to say, there must be some serious tech under the asphalt.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And increasingly, data from connected vehicles themselves.
Whoa, so my car is talking to the traffic lights.
Yes.
That is straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It is. And all that data gets fed into the system in real time. This allows it to build this incredibly detailed picture of how traffic is flowing at any given moment.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here.
Yeah.
But can you give me like a concrete example? Let's say there's a sudden accident on a busy highway. How would this edge computing system respond differently than what we have now?
Oh, that's a perfect example. You know, in the past, even a fender bender could cause backups for miles. With edge computing, though, that accident gets detected almost instantly.
From the cameras?
Yep. Cameras, sensors, maybe even reports from connected cars. The system instantly knows about the problem, analyzes how it's going to impact traffic flow, and then boom, it starts rerouting vehicles through alternate routes, you know, before things even have a chance to get really backed up.
So we're talking about minimizing those ripple effects, right?
Exactly. It's all about keeping traffic flowing as smoothly as possible, even when unexpected things happen.
That has got to be a game changer, not just for commuters like you and me, but also, I would think, for emergency responders.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine an ambulance trying to get through rush hour traffic, right? This system could actually coordinate the traffic lights to create a green wave, basically clearing a path for the ambulance to get to its destination faster.
Wow.
We're not just talking about convenience here. We're potentially talking about saving lives.
Yeah, that really puts it in perspective.
And it really highlights the kind of impact this technology can have. And this is just the beginning.
Really? So what else can edge computing do? Or is traffic management really the big one?
Traffic management is a big one for sure. I mean, who doesn't want a smoother commute?
Amen to that.
But this is really just one example of how edge computing can be applied to build smarter, more responsive cities.
Give me some examples.
So think about streetlights that automatically adjust their brightness based on real-time conditions.
Oh, that's a cool idea. So like, if it's a cloudy day, they wouldn't be as bright.
Exactly. They could dim themselves, saving energy and reducing light pollution.
I like that. What else?
Or connected vehicles that can communicate directly with each other, you know, to help prevent accidents.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about a world where cars can basically talk to each other and avoid collisions.
Yeah.
The future is wild.
It is. And the key here is that with edge computing, all of these systems can operate more efficiently and responsively than anything we have today.
It's really incredible to think about the possibilities. So it sounds like, maybe this is too simplistic, but it sounds like edge computing is offering a real solution to our traffic nightmares, and a lot more than that.
I think that's a pretty good assessment.
It makes you wonder, like, what other applications are we going to see in the future? How will this technology shape the cities of tomorrow? I mean, it's exciting to think about.
It is exciting. And I think, you know, one of the most exciting things is that we're not just talking about making things a little bit better. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we design and manage our urban environments.
A paradigm shift.
Exactly. And who knows what amazing things are going to come out of that.
Well, on that note, I want to encourage everyone listening to keep their eyes peeled. You know, as you go about your day, think about how edge computing might be changing the world around you. You never know. Maybe you'll be the one to come up with the next big idea that takes this technology even further. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.